Park City School District Business Administrator Todd Hauber said the Summit County Auditor's Office caught their own tax error and had to republish new tax rates, which delayed the school district's process for the public hearing that was originally set for August 19th. He said that the county auditor's submission of assessed valuations for the county did not contain Board of Equalization adjustments and some reassessments. This caused the assessed valuation for the county to be overstated. The county auditor found the error and notified the state tax commission of the need to resend assessment data. Hauber was notified by the state tax commission of the changes and that new tax notices would be printed and mailed later in August. Since new notices were to be mailed, the school board's tax hearing has had to be postponed. The nature of the overstated assessed valuations will cause the tax rates to adjust upwards as values are reduced. Hauber says this in turn has changed the tax amounts for taxpayers, requiring a new advertisement by the board to be published in the papers in advance of the tax hearing, now set for September 2nd. The tax increase will result in a net increase of $42 on a primary home valued at $550,000. The reason for the net language is that the board and judgment levies will increase by $106, while the other levies will decrease by $64. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.